VGOV.
Good morning, volunteers.
Welcome to episode 12. We've come a long way. The 23rd of March was a day we'll never forget.
The stringent restrictions on our normal day-to-day lives that I'm about to set out are difficult and they are unprecedented. They amount effectively to what has been described as a lockdown.
3 months later, restrictions are easing and we're all emerging into a changed world. Season one of Radio V is coming to an end. A good time to look back over the last 12 weeks and look to the future. Coming up, Team V's amazing journey.
It's been quite incredible. The camaraderie, the kindness, the community spirit.
This week's volunteering opportunity.
We are looking for Judy Murray Foundation tennis volunteers across Scotland.
Looking after the streets in Aberdeen.
They want to volunteer their time to help their city and the people that are in it.
No child gets left behind.
How do these kids cope? Their mind is now in Denmark. Their minds are going 20 to the dozen.
Beyond Scotland to Belgium.
The Scottish volunteers are like the Flemish volunteers, so we cherish them.
One last piece from poet Angie Strachan.
Life hacks, haircuts, lockdown locks.
And a Team V anthem from Tyler Collins. Everybody. Get ready for the season finale of Radio V.
Thanks for taking time to listen.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
As always, first up, our offer of the week. We're looking for more sports volunteers. Last week was badminton, this week it's tennis.
We've spent so much time in the last 3-4 months sitting in our houses. We are keen to get everyone up off the sofas.
Chris Suter, Project Manager, the Judy Murray Foundation.
We are looking for Judy Murray Foundation tennis volunteers across Scotland. We want to try and get rackets in the hands of as many people as we can across Scotland.
So what would a Judy Murray Foundation tennis volunteer do?
They will go into their local communities and we train them up to deliver starter type tennis activities using any space that they have at home or in the garden or in any community space and doing fun, easy to do tennis activity which develops the skills that you need for any sport, but especially a complex coordination sport like tennis.
You don't have to play to sign up to this opportunity.
Anyone can get involved. As long as you've got a smile, a pair of trainers and enthusiasm, then you're more than welcome to come along. We're trying to build relationships within the community by using people that actually live in there to deliver the activity.
Chris hopes volunteers will help diversify the sport.
The perception is that it is an elitist sport. Traditionally, you would have needed money to play it, but the way that we deliver, you don't need to have fancy equipment.
Once you've registered your interest, what happens next?
We have an online course, which means that if you have never played tennis before in your life, it doesn't matter. You can sit in the comfort of your own house and see exactly what we do. We'll show you the types of exercises that we would play. You can just sit in your house and you watch and listen and ask questions and get to know what we do. If you like what you see and like what you hear, then what we would look to do is connect you to existing projects that we have across Scotland. And if you feel that there's an opportunity in your community, we could even look at creating a bespoke program within your community.
To become a Judy Murray Foundation tennis volunteer, email hello@volunteerscotland.org.uk.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
This is the story of a young volunteer who's giving back.
My son became a young father. My son was only 15.
That's Sadie, a grandmother and kinship carer.
I noticed my granddaughter's mother wasn't coping very well. I tried my hardest to support the lassie. I got her into her mother and baby unit and she was disappearing. And by that time, I knew my granddaughter's mother had an addiction. Social work agreed for Courtney to stay with me.
Courtney is now 15. Like many children who've experienced hardship, school's been a struggle.
There's not a huge age gap between us. We're kind of on the same wavelength.
Meet the volunteer that's helping Courtney catch up.
My name is Samiha Raymond. I'm 21. Well, I've been a law and politics student for the past 4 years.
Courtney lost her mother when she was 13. Courtney had a lot of questions to ask her mother. How do these kids cope? For them to sit in education, their mind is now in Denmark. Their minds are going 20 to the dozen. So they're...
It was about 2 years ago when I first met Courtney.
Samia is a tutor with the Volunteer Tutors Organisation in Glasgow.
I'd gone through education, I was in university, I was working, but I still wanted to give something back because I knew there was a lot of people who didn't have the same opportunities that I had had.
Samia's regular sessions are having a huge impact on Courtney.
Teachers have noticed changes. She passed a couple of exams, which I didn't ever think I would see.
She didn't like not knowing what was going on. We've all been in a class where you're asked a question and you don't know the answer, then you just feel as though you don't want to learn.
I cannot believe how much work she has put into Courtney. It is just amazing, amazing.
Sadie said all she can hear is Courtney and Samia giggling.
That's Barbara Oliver from the Volunteer Tutors Organisation. She matched Courtney with Samia.
I think it warms Sadie's heart to hear Courtney laughing and enjoying her time with Samia. And Samia's a really kind-hearted person. Nothing's ever too much trouble for her.
Now, certainly, if she doesn't know something in school, she'll say to the teacher, look, I don't know. You know, can you help me? Can you go through it with me?
The attainment gap for many disadvantaged children is a 9 months lag. If we can help in any way to narrow that, why wouldn't we do it?
I hope to see a bright future for her. She's very determined. I've got high hopes for her.
If you want to be a volunteer tutor or have an unused laptop or tablet that you can donate, visit vtoscotland.org.uk.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
Next, Angie Strachan, Radio V's resident poet. Before this week's poem, we look back over the ups and downs of lockdown and how the feelings and emotions have made it into her work.
It's 3 weeks into lockdown. My hair is such a mess. Oh, how I miss my hairdresser. But I really must confess.
Whenever it was on social media or whatever, people saying, oh my goodness, I'm not going to be able to get my highlights done.
I decided to change my hairstyle by cutting it on my own. I dyed my roots with household bleach, backcombed them with a fork and a knife.
And at the same time, the big programme on the TV on Netflix was Tiger King.
The style is Netflix Tiger King. I'm sporting an awful mullet. Until I can see my hairdresser again, I'll stay at home and wear a bonnet.
3 weeks later, I was really thinking about mindfulness.
Mid-morning in lockdown, Labrador snooze. While in slumber, muffled barking, twitching paws. Canine sleepwalking, talking. Archie dreams of a dog's life.
One of the things that I do really miss, and I noticed this when my dog was sleeping and his paws were moving, and I'm like, I wonder what he's dreaming about. I'm like, he's dreaming about the beach.
Chase tennis balls and seagulls, roll in sand dunes, jump the crest of waves, get up close and personal, beg for biscuits from the pockets of random people, sniff other dogs nose to tail.
5 weeks into lockdown and I was sitting out in the garden enjoying the sunshine with a pair of bright purple socks and bright pink sandals on.
Fashion in a crisis is dismal, so it seems. I live in old pyjamas, holy jumpers, faded jeans. I really can't be bothered to care about how I dress. What's the use of dressing up when I've no one to impress?
It was also Mental Health Awareness Week. I wanted to write something about being able to talk when you're feeling uncomfortable about something, when you're feeling scared about something.
If I'm honest, I have a need to talk about how I feel. I'm finding this pandemic scary, troubling, surreal. Talking is my PPE. It helps to protect myself.
One of the things I have noticed when you're feeling, you know, down, sometimes it's how you dress.
I shout, fashion in a crisis is a monumental task. I'm sorry I don't own a top that matches my face mask.
8 weeks in, I used the word come on.
Come on to the scientist to gain notability. Come on to the upsurge in creativity.
My husband was missing listening to the football on the radio. That word kind of stuck in my head.
Come on to the people who fight for our NHS. Come on to the people who are just doing their best.
My thoughts for week 12. Well, the poem hasn't been written yet. We're still not through all the phases yet, so there's still a certain amount of uncertainty. We'll see how it works out.
Time capsule. There was once a big bad virus. Life never went back to normal. This tale is told in random items. Profound pandemic time capsule. 2 metres of toilet paper, life hacks, haircuts, lockdown locks, rubber gloves, hand sanitizer, itchy face masks made from socks. Letters from Nicola and Boris say stay at home and wash your hands. We're boxed up from a safe distance to stop the spread of COVID germs, then buried deep in suburban gardens and dug up by future generations.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
Since April, we've been bringing you updates on volunteering from around the world. Our last stop is Belgium. Eva Hambach, director of the Flemish Volunteer Centre, reflects on how the act of volunteering can help volunteers during times of crisis.
We've seen, and because there's also literature that says in times of crisis, people, they want to have a kind of control. It may be important for you to have a grip on the situation. And this also explains why people are willing to help.
Eva hopes that this momentum can be maintained.
We don't know if these people, if they are willing to pick up another engagement after the corona crisis went down. We got quite a lot of emails from people which are saying, we were willing to engage, but we have to stop it, unfortunately, because we can start working again. So we don't know how much remains from this potential, you know.
Eva had a final message as we head into the next phase of this crisis.
The Scottish volunteers are like the Flemish volunteers, so we cherish them. We see now that certain people are a bit hesitating to go back to their volunteer job for different kind of reasons, and I would just say, just do it, because organizations and people, they need your support and your engagement. Keep your passion going on and keep on volunteering. That's my message.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
My first reaction was, good gracious, that is amazing. You know, to be recognised in that way by what is a pretty prestigious award.
That's Noel Lord from Aberdeen Street Pastors. They've just received the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service for the work they do on Aberdeen's nighttime streets.
We go out because we feel we're being asked to go and walk alongside people in a very different kind of way. There is almost a buzz about doing it. That may sound a bit strange. You never know what's going to happen. No two nights are the same. And even if you get freezing cold and soaking wet, you're with a bunch of folk. We share it all together.
Meet Donna Keel on a night out in Aberdeen.
I was about 19, so we're talking about, 11, 12 years ago, something like that. As you do at the end of the night, I had my heels in my hand, walking in bare feet because my feet were killing me. I could see these, like, two or three people coming with the coats on that said street pastors. I thought, what are they going to do? Read me some Bible passages, and I wasn't really up for it. Do your feet hurt? I was, that wasn't the opening that I was expecting. It kind of took me a minute to register what they were saying.
We do meet people at points of crisis, and alcohol also loosens the tongue. Regardless of what people tell us, be it about relationships, drug habits, things they have done recently or in the past, we listen. And it may not be what we might do or what we think people should do, but that's not the point. It's listening to that person's story.
And they said, would you like a pair of flip-flops? We've got a big bag of flip-flops here, because we know girls tend to walk home barefoot. It's quite cold, and you know, there's often like glass and things on the ground. And I said, sure. So I had those flip-flops for years, actually. My friends all referred to them as my Jesus flip-flops. and they lasted me for quite a while.
We have time on our hands. The bar staff and the bouncers are dealing with folk in the clubs. The police are dealing with serious crime on the street. We are there to just be there for people. We can help folk get their phones recharged, get them connected with their friends. There's very much a place for us.
It's just a brief encounter they get with a lot of people, but they do great work.
That brief meeting years ago inspired Donna to give back. She's now a youth pastor in Aberdeen.
We obviously are talked about because often their friends will come up the next week. You helped my friend last week, thank you. And we may get parents or spouses on the phone saying thank you for what we've done.
If you'd like to get involved, visit streetpastors.org.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
So much has changed since the 30th of March when the Scotland Cares campaign called out for volunteers. We've come a long way. A good time to look back.
Dickens' famous opening lines to A Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
George Thompson, CEO, Volunteer Scotland.
That sums up so much of the last 12, 13 weeks. The worst of times, about so many losses. We've lost a lot of lives, we've lost a lot of freedoms. We've certainly had a lot of fear and consideration about our families and friends and communities. We've got new fears about lost jobs. It has definitely been the worst of times in my living experience. But in the best of times, it's been quite incredible. The kindness, togetherness, the community spirit.
The COVID-19 crisis has brought out the best in Scotland's volunteers. Every episode, Radio V announced an opportunity of the week. Almost 1,500 of you signed up. In early May, we started recruiting mental health volunteers. 350 of you are now in training.
I think the first thing that has really delighted myself is that people stepped up.
Adrian Murter, Head of Volunteer Practice, Volunteer Scotland.
It was always my hope that we would have a group of people at the end of this process who would be more confident and more comfortable having conversations about individuals' mental wellbeing and mental health.
Jennifer from Bowness signed up.
Getting involved in these things definitely has helped me cope over the last couple of months when normal life has become so unusual, just so strange, that it's really great to have found ways to be involved in my local community.
Mid-May, we were looking for volunteer walk leaders for Paths for All. Frances Bain.
We had a great response and we had almost 300 people register interest. So we're really, really delighted that there's so many people who are willing to go on to be walk leaders right now.
Also in May, you had the chance to bring your community together as a big lunch organiser with Eden Projects.
What I'm really hoping is that when we get through this, we look back and we go, well, actually, my neighbours were there for me.
We highlighted a very different kind of volunteering when we teamed up with Shelter Scotland.
We really want to build a movement for change, so we want to encourage as many people as possible across the country who are angry about the fact that housing inequality exists.
In early June, Debbie Maltman from Volunteer Scotland put out the call for you to record these historic times.
A Team V community mapper is someone who's going to give us amazing stories of volunteering, and it's almost going to be like a map of kindness.
And finally, last week, we asked for Badminton Sports volunteers to help get Scotland moving.
We're looking for anybody that's really motivated to get the community active.
Your response over the last 3 months has been simply amazing. It's time to look forward to the next phase of Scottish volunteering. George Thompson.
Volunteering in Scotland just now is in a very challenging position. On the one side, we've had quite a wonderful community response, which has been so encouraging and something we really want to build upon. But the other side of the coin has clearly been that lockdown has meant so many of our volunteers have not been able to be doing their volunteering work. We've got a big challenge about them coming back and being part of the recovery. How do we rebuild what we had before and encourage more participation? How do we also address the potential threat that people will not come back? The community spirit that has emerged is such a wonderful thing. It's hard to even put it into words what that really means. I think we've all experienced it. And I'm sure that we'll all want to build upon that and find our own ways of doing so. So I'm filled with hope and optimism that as we come through this, volunteering will get stronger and more participative in the years to come.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
Since episode one, actor, musician Tyler Collins has been getting us through lockdown. We asked him to look back.
One of the really lovely things about doing this was having somebody think about you and go, you know what, I would love to have Tyler be a part of this. I didn't really think of it as volunteering. It really was just like trying to brighten folks' day.
Oh my stars, it's been a long time, honey.
If you're in a lockdown, clap your hands.
Just not if you're driving.
If you're in a lockdown, clap your hands, like, was like just the first thing that came to mind where I was like, we're all in a lockdown. Everybody has to clap their hands. I absolutely had no idea that 12 weeks later we'd still be here. That was week one, so it was like, you know, navigating the new situation, figuring out all the new nuance, all the new terms that we have.
Well, it's Saturday, and I decided to bake. We're gonna open up the cupboards, figure out what to make.
My girlfriend made out a very large cake, and I walked in, and she was like, holding her stomach, being like, I ate too much cake. And you know, I was like, oh no, oh okay, well, I'll go and put the cake away. And I went and saw the cake, and she'd eaten half of it. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's too much cake. That's literally too much cake.
I wanna put the frosting on it, but I gotta wait, cause it's Saturday.
The dogs don't wanna go outside today. They've been walked by every member in your family.
Yeah, it definitely resonated more for how I was feeling at the 8 week mark. You know, that was definitely after the burst of inspiration of those first 2 weeks, and then taking some time to reflect.
When you can't follow any advice these days from the President of the United States, you really should go without me.
It was starting to feel long at that point. You're 8 weeks ago. That's a full month into lockdown. It was definitely, I don't know, like, I think I was still trying to find a routine.
I survived for this moment, now in present company. Something good's coming to you, boy. Everybody knows it here.
6 weeks ago, Something Good is very much an optimistic song. It's about being at the back end of having been through something together with friends. What I wanted was that sense of, we know we're not out of it yet, but one day we are going to look back at this and we're going to be like, you know what? We didn't just survive, we thrived.
I'm looking forward to it.
The new normal was the idea of not going back to what was normal before and going, the new normal has to be better. The new normal has to be a greater thing where we've all worked together, created this community, or getting a glimpse into what could be a much brighter world for everybody.
So much that we can do better. It's 'cause we don't know how, don't mean there's no answer.
I'm approaching my finale song with the same attitude that I approached 2 meters apart. Again, observing the situation and going, what is our world like? What are the things that we've gone through, things that I've gone through, things that other people may have also gone through? Hopefully, it'll be something with some relatable nuggets of experience.
I drew a mustache and then shaved it off. I tied myself to bacon and then completely forgot. It's part and parcel, seeing the light in the tunnel of lockdown. Had a lot more chat with the delivery man. I'm getting good at catching boxes if it's underhand. But don't throw that one, leave it on the stoop and walk it down. Time means nothing now, 'cause I know that time will pass without me knowing it's true. Yesterday was January, I was a Jew. 12 weeks lockdown, listening through. I drag my stinking self away from playing video games, like I've emerged in hibernation from an underground cave. But the
rose shop is open and I'm in one. Or maybe four. A lot of TV, but it still feels like I'm winning. Don't know what you think, but Carol Baskin definitely did it. Sorry,
spoilers. She said that first.
Time means nothing now, cause I know that time will pass without me knowing it's true. Yesterday was January, I was in June. In a few months' time. Taking time to listen.
Radio V.
Good morning, volunteers.
Well, that's it for season one. 12 weeks of Team V. Thanks for keeping us company. Scotland's moving into a new phase, and so is Radio V. We'll be back soon with news on exciting plans for phase two. But just before we go, we want to give a heartfelt thank you to all key workers and NHS staff.